their ridicule, ignorance, or prejudice. No longer would I rush quietly through the halls, desperate to avoid yet another encounter with their toothy insults and pointing fingers. Finally, they would learn some respect. Finally, they would learn to submit to me, Julian Mowgli. I whispered the words, careful not to awaken my idiot roommate, Harold. Tibi magnum, innominandum signa stellarum, nigradum et buffiniformis sedoque sigillum. Nothing happened. I read them again, slightly louder, this time eliciting a tired groan from the slumbering fat boy. I felt an almost imperceptible vibration in the air. A shudder shook the room. Then, before my wide eyes, Harold's flabby body levitated above his bed. His eyes popped open, his hands grasped outwards in half-woken panic. His eyes began to bulge. Some thing shone in the pale light, some sort of cloud enveloping him. It slowly took on more depth as Harold's body contorted and stiffened. Soon I could make out horrid claws, mandibles, and grotesque sucking appendages. Things had taken a turn for the better. Set this invisible terror upon them all without mercy.